I don't think the state is doing even a minimally adequate job of coming to grips with the fact that manufacturing employment in Indiana is not going to grow.
That's Michael Hicks, director of Ball State's Center for Business and Economic Research. As part of his annual economic forecast, he had harsh words for Indiana officials touting manufacturing jobs as the future of the state.
Advanced manufacturing is always going to be important to Indiana, but we're going to be doing it with fewer and fewer and fewer people. So investing in that as a long-term strategy is going to robustly disappoint us.
Hicks says that plays out locally.
In Delaware County or East Central Indiana, there are several dozen new job openings in advanced manufacturing every year. We graduate several thousand students every year.
National numbers show cumulative job growth in the U.S. focuses almost completely on jobs for college graduates. But in Indiana, an overwhelming number of new jobs are targeted to those with less than a high school diploma. Hicks says that's creating a poorly educated Hoosier workforce, which will not attract new, high-paying jobs. The Economist says Indiana needs 10,000 more high school students a year to go on to college and needs at least half to graduate on time. As for his national forecast, Hicks says for 2020, he's not predicting a recession, sort of. He says economists call it a soft landing, an economy that could fall into recession.
We didn't have a huge budget, federal budget deficit, $1.1 trillion, farmer bailouts, and the Federal Reserve, which has lowered interest rates and added money through quantitative easing.
Hicks predicts the country's gross domestic product dropping under 2% in the Midwest through 2020 and into 2021. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.